This is 7:18 and it's time for our weekly Power Savers chat with Adrian from DMS Energy. Hello again, mate.
Good morning, Darren.
All right, so we touched on AC/DC briefly last week. Now we're going to go into a bit more detail.
We are. We're going to go deep into a bit of AC coupling versus DC coupling. So let's just continue on from last week's off-grid solar system talk, because August is off-grid month. And so just to refresh, solar panels make direct current or DC power. Batteries are DC as well, but inverters convert AC to DC, DC to AC, or vice versa, actually. So they do both in some cases. Off-grid solar systems come in two common types, DC coupled and AC coupled. They can also be a combination of both. DC coupled is the most common and most reliable over time, mainly due to its simplicity. So DC coupled is taking the DC power directly from the solar panels via a charge controller, charging the batteries, which also take DC. So there's no conversions there. The charge controllers prevent the solar from overcharging the batteries. So DC power comes out of the solar panels and goes directly into the batteries. Simple as. A multi-mode off-grid inverter then takes that DC power and converts it to AC power to energise the home or site. That's pretty straightforward. So the pros of DC coupling, very cost-effective, less energy losses, more reliable over time, can easily add more solar to it over time, quiet, can black start a battery bank, which just means if the battery is drawn down too much and the off-grid system shuts down, when the sun comes back up again, it can start charging the battery and get things going again. So cons of DC coupling, cannot assist the multi-mode inverter in carrying AC loads during the day. So it just means if you've got a 5-kilowatt multi-mode inverter, the most it can make is 5 kilowatts.
Right.
The DC controllers cannot directly support the load because it's DC. Requires heavier cabling because they run at higher current and generally have shorter strings on the panels. But just as a side note, and this is probably a little bit different from last year, Victron have now released some higher voltage charge controllers in the form of the RS450-100, which means we can start using 8-panel strings, which helps lower installation costs and we can start using thinner cables. So some solar DC charge controllers are not compatible with some types of lithium batteries. That's another con. Most of the grid systems, most off-grid systems through DC coupling is the best way forward for most people, especially when we look at the usage patterns of clients of smaller residential off-grids. Efficiently charging a battery bank is the main priority. So this now leads us to AC coupling, and this is a lot more convoluted way of getting the DC power from our panels into the battery bank. AC coupling is when we use a grid connect inverter connected to the solar panels to convert the DC power into AC power, which is then fed into the multi-mode inverter, which converts the AC power back to DC power so it can charge the batteries. And how does a grid connect inverter work without the grid? Well, this is where it gets complicated, but in layman's terms, the multi-mode inverter fools the grid connect inverter into thinking it's on the grid. And the multi-mode off-grid inverter controls the output of the grid connect inverter as well. So there's a lot more to it than that, but just to say that is the basic operating principle. Pros of AC coupled can directly support AC house loads from the grid connect inverter or support the off-grid multi-mode inverter as well. So this solution is really good for high daytime loads. You know, I said earlier we had a 5 kilowatt multi-mode inverter. Well, the most they can make is 5 kilowatts.
Mm.
But if I've got that AC coupled to a 5 kilowatt grid connect inverter, I can have 10 kilowatts. They can both combine to carry a bigger load.
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, we've got lower cabling because we can run really long strings on grid connect inverters. So lower balance of system costs and quite often quicker installation times on bigger off-grid systems. And it suits every battery type. Cons of AC coupled, expensive on smaller jobs. Overcomplicated and prone to nuisance faults over the life of the system. Cannot black start. Mm-hmm. So if your battery is completely flat and your multi-mode inverter can't wake up, well, it can't fool the grid connect inverter into thinking it's on the grid. So they both just sit there doing nothing. So if the batteries get too low, the multi-mode inverter just shuts down to protect the batteries and there's nothing we can do to wake anything up. So not the best choice for really remote jobs, Darren. Mm. AC coupling is an example of just because you can do something doesn't mean you should, because we see a lot of AC coupled systems used where they shouldn't be used. We mostly use DC coupling for our off-grids as it's a simple solution with known reliability. And when the systems we install are the only thing between our clients sitting in the dark and eating cold beans and living the life they want to live, keeping things simple is the key. You know, keep it simple, stupid, as they say. We do, however, use AC coupling for different jobs, and those are sites that have high daytime loads. So I'm designing one at the moment where we'll be operating pumps during the day. So having a grid connect inverter running the site and supporting the off-grid inverter will be a good outcome. But we'll also be having a small proponent of the solar panels connected to the batteries as well. So this particular job will be a mixture of DC coupled and AC coupled. So I've got the black start capabilities. So if the batteries get down too low, it'll always come back up.
Yep.
But I also can support these big loads. And also, this is new since we spoke about it last year, we have now incorporated our favourite grid connect inverter system, SolarEdge, into our Victron off-grids. So that gives us all the safety and performance benefits that SolarEdge offer, which is turning out to be very handy for a lot of our bigger jobs. Now, we're about to do one in a month or two, and this is give you an idea of the flexibility of combining the both. We're going to put in a DC coupled system to start with. We'll be running some communication cables in the same trench to the next building that's going to go up later on. And as the client's business expands, we can add a SolarEdge system to the second building, and that will run the high daytime loads, and any excess power will go back into the batteries. But as with all SolarEdge hybrid inverters, so if our client says, I need more battery storage, I can really easily just add it to the SolarEdge inverter.
Yeah.
It's just going to be so flexible, it's not funny. So both styles of coupling solar panels in an off-grid systems have their place, but this is where an experienced off-grid designer, such as you would find at DMS Energy, come into play. Allow us to design the system that is right for you. We've been building off-grid systems for over 13 years for shacks, houses, resorts, rural, industry. We've even sent off-grid systems to far-flung corners of the earth. We're the largest Victron users and sellers on the northwest coast, and we have access to all the gear you might require for your off-grid, big or small.
You're an electrician by trade.
That's right. So
okay, so you know, pays to have someone with that training doing that work.
Well, it's going to be custom built to suit your requirements. Off-grid does not suit box movers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So 56 Sheffield Road, Sprayton.
That's where you'll find us.
And there's a lot of gear in the store there. You can have a look at it. A lot of your stuff you've got running.
That's right. We do. And also, if you've got any questions on off-grid, call us on 1300 502 599 if you want to find out more. Or have a look on all the W's, dmsenergy.net.au. You'll see our products on there. I've actually got an on-site store now for Victron. Yeah, you'll find us on Facebook.
All right, mate. Great stuff. Catch you next week.
Thanks, Darren.